الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. One very important aspect of our deen, which generally we don't pay attention to, we are unmindful of, and that is to develop qualities within us. Outward, to acquire knowledge, to make amal also, which is absolutely essential and important, faraz it is. But without the inside qualities, then our knowledge also, our amal also, does not cut any ice, does not have any value. Like, for example, we all will easily understand that without iman, all our effort is in vain. No matter what big allamas, we become hafiz, qaris, but if we haven't got iman, then that is useless by Allah Ta'ala. It has got no value. Similarly, all will also understand, and hopefully we will, that without ikhlas also, all our 6 years, 8 years, 10 years of acquiring knowledge, but if it is not for Allah's pleasure, it is for name and fame, for worldly gain, etc. All the amal we do, so much amal we do, we make effort for deen also, whatever, but if there is an ikhlas, then that also is in vain. So these inside qualities, and all our amal, what we do, if we don't do it with iman and ikhlas, etc., and all the other necessary and required sifat, qualities, then this is all zero. And if you add zero plus zero equals to zero. And 10 zeros plus 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 equals to zero. And 100 zeros all equal to zeros. But if you put the one of iman, you're doing it for, you believe in Allah. And you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Now one in front, and now put a zero, how much is it? 10. Another zero, another zero, another zero. It just increases the value. So this is when the inside qualities are there, the value just keeps on increasing whatever we do. And if the inside qualities are not there, if deficiency in iman, in our ikhlas, then no matter how much we do, it will just equal zero. Now think practically, as students here in the madrasa, how much of time do we give to acquire knowledge? All our time, we are yet to acquire knowledge. And how much of our time are we giving to make sure our iman is in order? How much time? How much time are you giving? How much time are we giving to make sure we got ikhlas? So that which is the most important thing, that we are not giving, and our mind doesn't go to it. We are giving, and this is, I mean, other people, we compare ourselves who are in dunya, in business, who are in sun, and we think we are acquiring knowledge. But think about ourselves also, that we are acquiring knowledge, but if we're not giving, we're not thinking about our iman. And for example, one aspect of iman which we all can understand, what a great deficiency we have. If there is a mashura in the Darul Uloom, and the ustads of the Darul Uloom also are sitting and discussing for the jalsa we're going to have, for example. Or a tabligh jamaat, ijtima we're going to have, and we are making mashura that all the intizam, who will speak, everything, all the necessary things. Commonly, or at home, any event in the house, there is a aqiqah, there is a walima, or anything else, a marriage, nikah is going to take place, and we all discuss how we're going to do, who must we invite, what we're going to do. Now think, isn't this a common scenario that somebody says, I will organize the cutlery, the dishes, etc. And you will think carefully, we won't hear inshallah. You say, I'll organize the dishes, I will organize the juice, I'll get the juice, I will speak to this person, I got good contact, he'll give me very good price. All this. So what we are all saying without inshallah, it's not in our mind also, it's not on our tongue also, that I will do it. And the minute you believe I will do it, that is also shirk with Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is the doer. If we say insha'Allah, if Allah wishes. Look at Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, when he submitted to his father, when the father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told him, Inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara. Qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'Allah. What a great Nabi. Anyway, he submitted himself, but he didn't say, I will submit myself, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wishes. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion just forgot to say the words inshallah, Allah stopped wahi for so many days. And then when wahi came, Allah says, La taqulanna li shay'in inni fa'ilun dhalika ghadan illa an yasha'Allah. So when we feel that I'm the doer of my actions, Allah Ta'ala says, in fact, in the surah, in Surah Was-Saffat, just before this, before inshallah, وَمَا خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is your creator, and Allah is the creator of your actions also. All your actions also, they are created by Allah. You don't make your actions. We feel that I'm doing this, I did this, he did that. Allah is the creator. وَاللَّهَ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So in our iman, there is still great weakness. We might be maulanas also, giving bayans also, everything we are doing. But if we have to check, there is weakness in our iman still. Weakness in our ikhlas also. Our sincerity. So much we can see clearly from the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if it's a pitch black night, and there is a pitch black rock, stone, and a pitch black ant walking on it. Nobody can see it. It's pitch black, it's dark. Nobody can hear the sounds also. More stealthily, secretly than that, riya comes into the heart of a person. This is the diagnosis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which nobody can have any doubt whatsoever. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah reward him, they understood this is the reality. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has diagnosed our condition. So he asked, what is the medicine? How do we get out of this? Otherwise whole life's ibadat, whatever we do for deen, and we don't even know that name and fame, worldly gain has come into our hearts. We don't even know about it. So that means we'll be destroyed, all our amal, Hajj, Namaz, Zakat, everything won't be accepted. It's done for show, for name, fame, etc. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a dua, and this dua, all of us think, do I read it even one second? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. A person who will read this dua, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said he'd be saved of all types of riya. Qalilihi wa kathirihi, saghirihi wa kabirihi, zahirihi wa batinihi, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. But who of us reads it? And without that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam diagnosed there is a riya in the heart. Though it is a different story, on my own I think I'm mukhlis, I think I've got tawazu, I think I'm humble, I think I'm sincere, but my thinking is not the result of everything. What the reality is, is something else. Like that, anyone can say, I'm a big allama. Then he doesn't even know the difference of alif and ayn, and he calls himself an allama. So that a person can claim many, make many claims, but reality is something else. So for that also be conscious that together with acquiring ilm, making amal also, which are for us, which we have to do, but don't be unmindful of your inner qualities, of being your iman being correct, of your ikhlas being correct, of all the inner qualities. Otherwise, if the inner qualities are not there, like for example, a person is backbiting, and he does all this amal with proper iman, and with proper ikhlas, then that amal has got weight. But he backbites, so now what has he done? Because why does he backbite? He's got jealousy in him. He's got pride in him. That is why a person. So because of that, whatever he has done, acquired, accumulated spiritual wealth, then when you backbite, you're depositing in your enemy's account. You only backbite about a person you don't like. You don't backbite about a person you love and you are happy with. But a person you don't like, you backbite about him. And when you backbite him, you are transferring your good deeds into his account. And if you haven't got good deeds, if it wasn't done with proper iman, with proper ikhlas, so you got no good deeds. And you backbite about the person, you are taking his debit balances, what he is owing people, and you're putting it in your account. That now you're increasing your debits, what you are owing to people. So therefore, it's very important to be conscious of our inequalities also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.